Why are peppers so nosy?
I don't know why.
Because they're jalapeno business.
You're tuning in to the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever known before. I dreamed that all the world agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was filled with men, and the papers they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. The people in the streets below were dancing round and round, while swords and guns and uniforms were scattered to the ground.
Johnny Cash opening up the Children's Hour here this morning on KUNM 89.9 FM in Albuquerque, online everywhere else, KUNM.org. Good morning. This is Katie Stone. Wow, I am so happy to be here with a studio full of beautiful people and kids among them. And let's just say good morning to everybody all at once really quick.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day, huh? Sunny, cold, wintry. Yes. Yay.
All... Too bad we don't get any snow here.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we woke up with snow.
Yeah, what's up with the snow? Well, we can always...
Like, it's like cold enough for snow, but like, nope, no snow for you.
Gotta go to the mountains, girl. Gotta go to the mountains. Well, you know what? We have such a full studio of people, and I think we should start over here, and I just want to let everybody know who's here with me. I'm Katie Stone, delighted to be here, producer of the Children's Hour. I'm here with a lot of my crew, including...
I'm Elliot.
I'm Kaya.
This is Julia.
Hello, this is Maggie.
I'm Leela.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hi, I'm Siobhan.
Good morning, I'm Sienna.
Good morning, it's Gray.
Hello, I'm Kaya.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And we have another friend here in the studio with us. Good morning, Raheem.
Good morning, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning, Raheem.
Great to be here, really.
It's really great to have you. We're going to come back to Raheem Al-Haj. He's our special guest today. And Raheem is a refugee.
Ooh.
Right, from Iraq. Cool. You've heard of the country of Iraq?
Yes.
And when you all were probably being born, our country was at war with Iraq.
That doesn't sound very good.
You've probably heard about this war. It just went on and on and on. It's like the longest war of my lifetime and probably everybody else listening's lifetime and all of your lifetimes, which is crazy to think about that. Because was anybody born before 2003?
I was.
Okay, so you had...
I was born in 2002.
I was born in 2003.
Okay, so you all had like 1 year of no war. Well, in our studio, our friend, Raheem, is going to play. He is a world-renowned oud player.
Oud?
Oud. You want to hear what it sounds like for a second?
Yay!
Yeah.
Give us a preview.
Give us a preview.
A preview.
A preview.
It's like a movie trailer.
This is the movie trailer for Raheem Al-Haj in our studio. Well, we're going to get a lot more of that. I'm glad you all love that. You hear how beautiful that instrument is, huh?
Yeah.
It comes from the cradle of civilization in Iraq, which is a country where the Tigris and Euphrates and, oh my goodness, it is really the belly of civilization. And we are going to learn a lot more about being a refugee and what that's like and what it was like for our friend Raheem to have to leave his home and come here to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to learn a lot about that today on the Children's Hour. So stick with us. It's going to be a great morning. And this is, what are we listening to?
KUNM Kids, ninth birthday.
This is
KUNM Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour.
That's right.
Woo!
I'm not gonna let you go.
So beautiful. Iraqi Lullaby is the name of this song. From Rahim Al-Hajj's Home Again CD, playing the oud. And Rahim Alhaj is in the studio with us here on the Children's Hour this morning. And welcome to you. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for having me.
I love having you in here. This is
It's been years and years I haven't been here, right?
Yeah, years.
I think I'm bad. I should come more often, actually.
Yeah, we would like that very much. Rahim Alhaj, just so people know a little bit about you and who you are a world-renowned virtuoso on the oud, which is a stringed instrument similar to a guitar-ish, but with a bent neck. I don't know how to describe it for our listeners. We posted some pictures to Twitter. KUNM Kids is our Twitter feed. It's beautiful. It's carved. It's got like a body that's round, almost egg-shaped. Well, calabasa shaped kind of, and it's just gorgeous. And so many strings. How many strings are on that?
12.
Wow.
12, yeah.
What can you tell us about the oud?
Well, the oud is called the grandfather for all the string instruments. It came 5,000 years ago. It's not this one, actually. But that's what's originated in Iraq and southern Iraq. The first civilization, what they call the cradle of civilization, right? In Sumerian times, so it's the lute, the European lute, and guitar, sitar, banjo, and all the string instrument basically came from that instrument. It's a sacred instrument, too.
In meaning that you play sacred music on it.
Correct.
Beautiful.
And also it's because the first time when it started that they have three categories for playing this instrument. There's... Because it's a sacred, so they play for goddess and goddesses, Inanna and Damuzi. And then the second category, we play for the priest and people who are worshiping the goddess and goddesses. And then the third category, we're playing for public, for the children when they celebrate their season, celebrate their weddings and death and so forth. So it's very important instrument in and dominantly in Middle East and Asia.
Wow. And you are from you are a refugee. And we were asking the kids before we went on the air, what is a refugee? And we had some good answers. Yeah.
A refugee is someone that's from like somewhere that's not your country.
Mm-hmm. A refugee is someone who lives in a war but is sent away to a camp.
Yeah.
Ugh. Others? Anybody?
I have like a story about refugees.
Okay.
So my friend, she's really close. She does tutoring programs for refugees, and she was really close to this one family that was a mom and two kids, a 5-year-old boy.
Iraqis? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A 5-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. And the mother had to go back to Iraq to take care of her grandmother. And she was supposed to come back a few days ago, but she tried to come back and they wouldn't let her back into the country. So now her two kids are here without a mom and just alone.
That's so sad.
Isn't it? And now this is the time in kids, we need your voice, actually, to really put some human face on this terrible ban that is coming from this new administration. And that's what we listen to. I mean, this is one of the thousands and thousands of stories of refugees coming from seven refugees. And we're talking about, this is just Albuquerque. In fact, yesterday I just been in and reported like 10,000 families.
Whoa, just in Albuquerque.
In
this country.
In this country.
Waiting.
Correct. Ugh. And actually, they said like 7,000 children infected by just this one, who is left and they have a green card and they cannot come back, who separated from their families. So I think, thank you very much for sharing this story. And this is just Albuquerque. Can you imagine there's thousands of children who is really stuck right now? And they cannot enter. They cannot see their mom, their dads, and grandma.
It's terrible. Yeah, Elliot.
Well, I have two things. One is that I was at the march to the airport.
Good for
like a
you.
Week ago, and there was somebody behind us saying that some refugees that she worked with were going to come, but they didn't have their green card, so they just got scared, like what might happen to them. and like if they might get sent back or something. And also, I read a book, and it was telling about the author's life. She's from Iraq, and she was there during the war. And she was when she was 17, she just couldn't stay, and so she was sent to London, I think, to go to school. And then her parents said, "In a couple years, we'll meet you in New York." And then when that happened, when she went back to New York, her mom had been, she needed like a stomach surgery because in Iraq, she had been waiting in a line to get like her paper stamp and stuff for 7 hours. And she, in like, and it was really hot. And she was leaning against a wall and a soldier didn't like how she was standing. So she, he knocked her down and, like, stomped her in the stomach.
That's
and
terrible.
So she needed to get a surgery, and, yeah. So
she's in it stuck.
Yes.
You know, you said something really important in your story, a lot of things. But one is, terrible things happened to this woman in her home country. And, Rahim, I guess one of my biggest questions for you is, how do you leave your home and go to some unknown place? What has to happen for a person to feel they have to do that? What was it like for you in Iraq?
It's not this. We have to understand that humanity has been immigrating.
Yeah.
Since we started the planet. Human beings, they immigrate for two reasons. There is no third reason. First reason, economic reasons. Second one is political reason. So there is no things. When you prosecuted in your own country, so you will flee your country to for a safe haven somehow, right? So basically, most of the people who flee in their country for that two reasons. I mean, who will need to leave his home and his neighbors and his friends and his tribe and his school and home? Who? Nobody needs to leave their country, but they enforced to leave their country. Otherwise, just to be safe. In fact, right now we're talking about in Iraq and Syria, there is 7,000 children, 7,000 children who lives in middle nowhere with no parents.
That's so scary. The thought of that is so terrifying.
And so you're talking about thousands and thousands of children who is... Why they need to leave? They leave because there is war, right? They leave because there is destruction, and they need to save their lives. So that's people like me, for example. 17 years ago, I fled my country in Iraq because I was against Saddam regime, and I was politically active against Saddam regime, and I left.
And you weren't safe living there anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why I came to the United States, just because I'm not safe in my country. And I lived, you know, in Jordan and Syria and Paris. And I came to the United States in 2000 as a refugee. And to Albuquerque, actually.
Who chose Albuquerque?
Actually, the United Nations chose New Mexico for me.
We are so lucky.
Well, because for two reasons. The first reason is because they told me I'm interested in art. I'm art critique, so I'm a musician. They told me that New Mexico in Santa Fe and Taos is beautiful things for the art. And the second reason was a desert, like Middle East.
Yeah.
So United Nations chose New Mexico for me as in home. And it's been a phenomenal home for me since, you know, 17 years.
You have a whole family.
Of course.
You've been performing all over the world.
Yes.
And
in fact, actually, just last year, I received the National Heritage Award.
Wow. Oh, congratulations.
Right? Thank you.
And we should mention you're a two-time Grammy-winning performer.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not talking small potatoes here. We're talking
about big potatoes.
Yeah, the world's foremost virtuoso oud player is sitting right here in our room with us here on the Children's Hour.
Yeah, and when I get this National Heritage Award, I received a beautiful letter from President Obama. I mean, a beautiful letter telling me that, Rahim, we are so proud of you. by reaching this country, by making some difference in this country. So thank you for your music and for your hardship to this world. This is just last year, like, right? And now we have a new president that they need to block this refugees. I'm talking about not just me. I'm just a musician. And you're talking about millions of people who is doctors and engineers and scientists and poets and writers, children, you know, mechanics, farmers. That's how the people are, right? So it's really, I was, ironically, just yesterday, the day before, when I was interviewed in the Guardians, I was saying this story. It's like, is this ironic? You know, like in 2 months, I'm receiving letters from President Obama. 2 months later, I'm not welcome in here.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think that everyone in this room believes you're welcome. And yeah. I don't think that's going to stand.
People.
But Imogene, you had a comment, and we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're talking to Rahim Alhaj, 2-time Grammy winner and world-renowned musician, plays the oud. And Imogene, please go ahead with your question.
For Christmas, I got a book that was called Journey, and it was about these kids who, they lived close to the beach, and then war happened, and their father died, so they had to go to a different country.
Wow, so it's about Journey, it's about refugees. Quick comment, and we're going to go to a break. We're talking to Rahim Alhaj, and he's going to play for us, too. Yes, yes.
I got a book about Malala, and she almost got killed because she was caught going home from school on a school bus. And it was, she got shot, and she had to go to London to get...
Malala's amazing. We're going to talk more about Malala later on in the show. She's a world-renowned refugee and has a lot to say herself about what's going on in our country right now. And listen, if you're listening right now online or on the air, and you are not Native American, you're a refugee. You're an immigrant.
That's a good one.
You came from somewhere else. My family came from pogroms, which are when Europe was really suffering from anti-Jewish war and anti-Jewish sentiment. Some of my family came here during that time, and some came from Belarus, some came from Poland, some came from Germany, and the relatives that didn't come here, they all died. They all died.
Yeah.
But the ones who came here got to live. And then look what happened. I'm here now doing the show for you because some of my relatives said, we're not going to stay even though we're leaving everything we love and know. We're going to leave. And that's what Rahim had to do. Really quickly, we're going to go to Rahim. We want you to play for us.
Are you sure?
And what we're going to do is ask you to play a song for us right now, if you'd be willing to do that. And
absolutely.
And soon we have to do our, we're at almost at 9:30. So a couple minutes, and then girls, sure. I need you at the mics. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM. Our guest in the studio right now is Rahim Alhaj. And he's playing the oud live on the Children's Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rahim Alhaj on the Children's Hour. And stick with us. Lots more coming up about refugees.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
We'll come back with more Rahim Alhaj talking about refugees here on the Children's Hour. And speaking of refugees, this is an entire band of refugees. These are the Refugee All-Stars of Sierra Leone.
Refugee rolling, you rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you said tomorrow you
refugee come. Rolling, we're rolling for the better. We're rolling for our safety. We're rolling for our lives. We are the clients of UNHCR. Na na na. Stone never gather, no property,
no property.
A rolling stone never gather, no riches yet,
no riches.
A rolling stone never gather, no more,
no more.
A rolling stone never stable, in one place,
in one place.
Refugee rolling air. Like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow you
fall. Refugee rolling, we're rolling for the better. We're rolling for our safety. We're rolling for our lives. We are the clients of UNHCR. Na na na. A rolling stone never gather. A rolling stone never gather, no property,
no property.
A rolling stone never gather, no more,
no more.
A rolling stone never stable, in one place,
in one place.
Refugee rolling air, rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow you
fall. Refugee rolling air. We're rolling for the better. We're rolling for our safety. We're rolling for our lives. We are the clients of UNHCR.
I saw them beats we kick, we put me in a jail. Say me in a rebel for responsible. For me that not be big trouble. Hey, brother man, why don't they for be bad? They can take me place to place. They can take me camp to camp. They can straight me leg. Yes, say me na animal. Now so the truck with the boots we in. Give them a power. You for open you. It's because na black nature say.
You've been moving us from camp to camp. You've been moving on, say, across this country. You've been moving us from camp to camp. You've been moving on, say, across this country. PD rolling, rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you said tomorrow you
PD rolling. Rolling like a rolling stone,
yeah.
Refugee rolling, you rolling like a rolling stone.
Today you settle, tomorrow you
refugee
fight.
Rolling like a rolling stone.
The Refugee All-Stars of Sierra Leone. And speaking of refugees, if you've been living under a rock, or you maybe don't realize that our current president has banished the United States accepting refugees from seven countries.
That's horrible.
Seven countries that have been pretty destabilized by an ongoing U.S. war in the Middle East, and also by other wars happening there. And some of the refugees are children, a lot of them, who are stuck and cannot get here. And our guest in the studio today is Rahim Alhaj. He came here to Albuquerque 17 years ago as a refugee.
In fact, next month I will complete my 17 anniversary years.
Woo! Are we so lucky? Yay. Rahim Alhaj is a grand
show party.
Two-time Grammy Award-winning maestro of the oud, which is a stringed instrument, the original stringed instrument of all stringed instruments, right from the cradle of civilization in Iraq. And I just wanted to, you know, kids who are just tuning in right now, people who are just tuning in right now, I know I have so many smart kids in the studio. Well, one of you come to a mic and tell me, what is a refugee?
A refugee is someone who is not safe in their country and has fled to a different country.
That's right. Good job.
That's great.
That's a great answer. Right. Kids have questions for you, Rahim.
Of course.
You up for it? Okay. Let's hear it.
Did you have any pets that you had to leave behind?
Pets.
Yes, actually, I have homing pigeons.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I raise homing pigeons in Iraq.
Homing pigeons.
Correct. In fact, I have them here in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. I raise them and I fly them every morning. And sometimes I took them like 200, 300 miles and fly them and release them and they come back to my home in Albuquerque. So, yes, I left my homing pigeons, which is I have 20 of them. So is that really very sad to leave my homing pigeons in Iraq at that
Gosh,
time?
I suppose like, no, refugees in general, refugees in general must have to often leave their pets. I never thought of that.
I mean, everything you think of children, because usually every human being who attached to everything, single beautiful or stupid things. Like, I mean, can you imagine somebody who leave his pets or his home or his bed and his friends and his mom and his father and his neighbors? I mean, people, they do not understand the sacrifice that children, how much they can take when they leave their country. It's not just being from one country to another. Nobody needs to flee his country. Nobody. Nobody needs to leave his memory, right? Where everything is important to him. His school, his teacher. Everything is important. Nobody in this earth needs to leave his country. But he enforced these children.
Okay, this wasn't like you didn't just say, oh, I'd have a better life in America. Yeah. You said, I'm going to die if I stay here and I'm going to leave my pets.
Correct.
I'm going to leave my friends. I'm going to leave my orchard. I'm going to leave my home that has been my ancestral family home. I know people in New Mexico here who have lived here, you know, their families in the same place for 400 years, thousands of years for Native Americans. And Native Americans here in the United States were forced to be refugees too, being moved from one place to another place to another place. Our Pueblo people here managed to escape some of that.
Absolutely.
Thank God.
Absolutely.
But really almost every other Native American group here in the United States was forced to leave their ancestral homes so that they could become places like New York and Miami. And those were people's ancestral homes, too. And now today, unbelievable that we're telling people coming from war-torn countries where they're unsafe that they're not welcome here, because this whole country, as a nation that we know, for 200 years has been built with refugees and with migrant workers and migrant people. You're so right. Yeah, please.
Is there anyone that you're still in touch with from before you came here?
Yes, I'm now lucky to have my family. They still live there in Baghdad, and I talk to them frequently. My friends who still live there, so I'm in contact with. But also, the most important things right now is I'm so touched, and I really in tear when I see you kids. That you have this knowledge. And this is compassion for other children. I would love to thank you very, very much. I'm really appreciate that. And I love your voice. And that's what the voices we need in our beloved home in New Mexico and United States of America. This is the voice that we need to be heard over and over again, because we are not just welcoming refugees, but we welcome everybody to this country because he's going to do something good to it.
Mm.
And specifically children, because children, you don't know, kids, this is country belongs to you. 10 years from now, it's yours. 20 years, it's yours, not mine. Not you, your mom, not your grandma. So that's you need. This is your responsibility to make this place a beautiful place for you and for the other generation to come.
Rahim Alhaj is so correct, Iraqi refugee. We have a couple more questions in the studio. Yeah.
How old were you when you left?
I was 21.
Wow. Now we know how old you are now. And yes.
Was coming here a difficult decision to make?
It was a very difficult decision, actually. That's a very great question, even though it required a lot of time to answer it. But I am so, like I said, happy and privileged. And at the same time, I feel I have a home. It's called New Mexico. In fact, I composed a lot of music about New Mexico. I mean, famous piece is called Baghdad in New Mexico, which is really...
That's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
I love that song. I wish I could just... I know it's here at the station.
So, it was difficult, but the most important things than it is difficult is to make difference to the world. If you have the ability to make difference to your neighbor, to your anyone who is in need for help, that will be honorable things.
Rahim Alhaj, you've joined us all the way from Baghdad, Iraq. And thank goodness. I am so grateful that the State Department or whoever, the UN, picked Albuquerque.
Thank you. I mean, you remember when I came here in this show, I didn't have actually white hair.
No. We were all younger then,
So the
then,
first
Rahim.
Time I was in the Children's Hours years and years and years ago. But now I have a white hair. But that's what I call it home. And KUNM is my home, actually. The first interview when I made in 2000, it was KUNM, so 17 years ago. So I would love to thank every single person who work in KUNM. And I would love to encourage my friends, my fan, everybody in New Mexico here, please welcome the refugee because they do absolutely great job in our home. So please welcome them and say, yeah, raise your voice.
You are so right. Rahim Alhaj, thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning. We are deeply grateful for you taking the time.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much, y'all. You want to give him a round of applause?
Thank you.
One of the kids in the studio brought up Malala Yousafzai, and she is a Nobel Prize-winning refugee from Pakistan living in the United Kingdom right now. And at just 11 years old, Malala asked an audience in Peshawar's press club, "How dare the Taliban take away my basic right to education?" And from that statement forward, she became a spokesperson for girls to be educated. I don't know if the girls in the studio can even imagine. Maybe you think it would sound awesome. Oh, good, we don't have to go to school. But actually, can you imagine not being allowed to go to school? That is what people are fleeing around the world. Malala wrote a book called I Am Malala. You love that book?
I read that book too.
See, this is our children. That's our future. So nobody will fool us, okay? Nobody will fool us because we have very smart children going to run this beautiful country.
You are so right about that. Right now, I'm going to play you this little piece. This is I Am Malala. It's Alistair Mook and Friends. And when you want to think about being a hero or a shero, read Malala. She will inspire you to take action to create a more peaceful world for us all. This is Alistair Mook with I Am Malala.
Till every child can go to school, I am Malala. You are Malala too. Till freedom, peace, and justice rule, I am Malala. You are Malala too. I am Malala. Till the sun has shone, till dignity and truth are known. I am Malala. Till the day is new. I am Malala. You are Malala too. Among many, raising up my voice, I am Malala. You are Malala too. Speaking for all the girls and boys. I am Malala, you are Malala too. I am Malala, till the sun has shone, till dignity and truth are known. I am Malala, till the day is new. I am Malala, you are Malala too. I raise up my voice for an equal chance to live and learn and grow, to be who I want to be and explore the things I want to know. La 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 la, la la la, I am Malala, you are Malala too. La 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 la, la la la, I am Malala, you are Malala too. I am Malala, till the sun has shone, till dignity.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the even though we are at war. It's the song of every man.
The Children's Hour is produced by Katie Stone.
Follow the Children's Hour on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids.
Our playlists and podcasts are on the Children's Hour page at KUNM.org under the Programs tab.